So also joining me tonight, Karl Rove, former Deputy Chief of Staff to President George W. Bush, and, of course, a Fox News contributor. Karl, good to have you with us tonight.
Thank you, Martha.
You know, I thought it was interesting, you know, when you think about Bernie Sanders' base and you look at the electorate, Joe Biden, clearly a lot of voters coalesced around him on Super Tuesday across all kinds of demographics and groups. Do you think there's a way for Bernie Sanders to change that momentum at this point?
Well, there is. I mean, the debate will be, give him a chance. His own conduct in his own campaign will give him a chance. There will, you know, the excitement that existed between Saturday and Tuesday for Joe Biden, we don't know how long that's going to continue to that same degree. I doubt that it's going to last all the way through March. And next week, there are going to be some states, Idaho, North Dakota, Washington State, where Sanders is going to do well. The big questions are going to be Michigan and, to a lesser extent, Missouri. Mississippi is going to be strong for Biden. And, you know, how that all comes out is going to be affected to some degree by how the men conduct themselves between now and next Tuesday.
Yeah. So what do you think, you know, now that there's so much focus on Joe Biden? We showed how crowded that stage was, and you can kind of, you know, people get lost in the shuffle when there's that many people out there. But now this comes down to just the two of them. And there's been a lot of talk about the gaffes and, you know, confusion at times. How much do you think that could become a factor for him as the spotlight becomes ever brighter and he is more on his own on that stage?
Yeah, oh, absolutely. There's going to be, we're going to have a lot of time devoted to him. I mean, when you have five or six candidates with 90 minutes, I mean, you've been there, Martha. It's really sort of more like a news conference.